All right, guys, we are here with the fourth podcast. Now, I think this is the fourth. It might be the third. Anyways, I forgot. But this is the first time I've came into this with a list of stuff to talk about in the podcast. As of right now, it is still a solo person podcast, so it is still going to be kind of short. But I actually came in with knowledge. From now on, this show will be coming out every Wednesday. There's not going to be a specific time, but I'm doing this really late. I'm doing this Friday. Well, Friday morning at 12:50 a.m., so I'm practically Thursday. But I'm doing this right now so I can just get it out of the way and I don't, you know, skip a week. Just to let you guys know, I'm going to be uploading videos on my YouTube channel again starting Monday and be releasing like two videos every day during the weekdays till I stop my YouTube channel. But YouTube channel is Metalhead96. Obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, that's the thing. And obviously, if you're just listening to it on my channel, you hopefully have already subscribed to the channel. As of right now, I'm going to start to go through the news that I have on here. Now, I made the title Metal Mosh Podcast because I wanted this to be just about metal music. But then again, you have to expand your audience. So I'm going to have three different categories in this one. I'm not going to have three different podcasts for one for each topic. I'm going to have one segment for each. So if you don't like it, you know, skip to the rest of the podcast or, you know, just deal with it. Sorry to say that, but, there's, you know, if you don't like video games, but you love metal music and that's what you subscribe for, wait till I get to the music part. The music part's the first part anyways. I'm gonna get the music out of the way. Alright, this week we have, obviously Slipknot has been teasing, a bunch of stuff. They teased a lot of stuff for their new song, The Negative One. If you're a big fan of Slipknot, like me, I actually like The Negative One. A lot of people are having negative complaints about The Negative One not being Slipknot, and they don't have Joey Jordison. And I mean, come on, it's a fucking song. Like, I loved it. I think it's pure genius. I think Slipknot had the balls to come out and say, this is who we are. This is the first song we're going to release in 6 years, and we're not going soft. This is just fucking blow your mind. And I like the fact that the drummer didn't try to sound purposely like Joey Jordison or didn't do anything like that. Now, people speculated that Chris Adler from Lamb of God was the drummer, and people were saying Chris Adler doesn't deserve to be with Slipknot or Slipknot doesn't deserve Chris Adler. Like, fuck off. Guys, it's a drummer, for God's sakes. That's you. The drummer might be best friends with the band, and they might want to fill in. That might be an opportunity of their lifetime. In my perspective, I've learned who Slipknot was before I even came close to learning who Lamb of God was. Therefore, Slipknot is the most popular choice out of those two, you know, because they actually have hits on the radio, as Lamb of God doesn't. Now, saying Lamb of God isn't good, I like Lamb of God. Lamb of God is pretty kick-ass, and they do have good songs. But Slipknot's more popular. So you can't go ahead and say shit like that. But I mean, anyways, not to go on a rant. I'm going to go on to the next thing. Corey Taylor from Slipknot said that The Negative One isn't even the real single for their new album. They released artwork for it. And the artwork actually looks pretty cool. You can go Google it. Corey Taylor saying that basically put everyone in shock. He said that The Negative was practically a gift to the audience. And he said the new single, it will be released in a couple of weeks, so probably about another week, because it's the 15th as I'm recording, of August. He said it'll be released in about a couple of weeks, and that it'll be more melodic and stuff. So it'll be kind of like Psychosocial or Sulfur in a way. It'll be like a number one hit practically in their mind. Well, not number one hit, but you know what I mean. Like, it's going to be so everyone likes it, not just people like the negative one. But anyways, Slash pays tribute to Les Paul, as Les Paul has, he died, I think, a few years ago. I don't have the facts. Sorry, I don't follow Les Paul. But Slash did a, you know, Slash plays a lot of Les Paul Gibsons, Gibson Les Pauls, and which are expensive as fuck. Usually plays like a gold top where he plays a cherry sunburst, and he dedicated him in his memory because that's the only guitar he's ever, you know, basically played. Speaking of Slash, he's got a new album coming out with Miles Kennedy. They had another album that came out not that long ago called Slash featuring Miles Kennedy featuring the Conspirators, Apocalyptic Love. The album before that, it was a Slash Slash solo where he just gathered a bunch of singers and said, "Sing, puppets." Ozzy Osbourne was on that. Fergie was on that. I know Lemmy Kilmister was on it. Iggy Pop was on it. And quite a few others were on the album too. And Miles Kennedy was on two songs. And basically that's where they said, fuck it, we're going to do an album where it's, you know, just us and a band in the back. So Miles Kennedy, Slash, and the Conspirators releasing another album called, is it World on Fire? I think it's World on Fire, comes out sometime in September. Sorry, I don't have the specific date. And then the last part of the music section I have is that Dave Mustaine has said that they are working on recording another album. Usually in their process for the past three, four albums, if you look at their year, the yearage or the space of the years, it's usually about 2 years between each album. This one so far, if it comes out anytime in 2014, it will be 1 year and maybe a little, you know, a few months. Super Collider came out in July of last year, I believe, either June or July. I remember being excited for Super Collider, and I still liked it. A lot of people didn't, I did. I tend to like a lot of albums that don't succeed for some reason, but I don't know why. Anyways, that's the music portion. If that's all you wanted to hear, then that's the music portion for you guys. On to the movies. I'm going to go into breaking news, as I just figured out. Thank God I didn't do this yesterday, because I wouldn't have heard of this. You would have waited a whole another week for it. Bad Boys 3 officially confirmed by Martin Lawrence. He went on Conan O'Brien and said that Bad Boys 3 is being currently scripted, and Jerry Bruckheimer and Will Smith will have to gather some time together to officially record the movie and edit it and stuff. So we'll probably see another good 2-3 years before we see Bad Boys 3 in action, but it might be worth the wait. Who fucking knows? Speaking of wait, Terminator 5, Genesis, or however the fuck you spell it. It probably spelled that way because Arnold Schwarzenegger's back in it. Arnold has said that the movie has wrapped and gone in post-production, we'll probably see, I don't know if it'll see the light of day in 2014, but definitely within the next year, and, as he is going into, as he is also in The Expendables 3, I believe, coming out tonight, practically, you know, give that a applause, I guess. Whatever you want to do. We also had a Superman vs. Batman. I think it got... Did it get moved up? Yeah, it got moved up about a week or a month or something like that because of Captain America 3 coming out around the same day, I guess. So they moved it up a little bit. And at first I thought it was a delay. I was like, fuck, they delayed it again. And then they're like, oh no, it was a move upage. Okay, I'll take it. So as we go into movies that excite us, we're going to get into a topic that has saddened a lot of people. This was 2 days ago. Robin Williams has officially been confirmed dead. He asphyxiated to death. He basically choked himself, and now they're thinking that he hung himself. Said it'll be about a good 2 weeks before they figure out the real results of his death. They said that he was suffering from self-depression, and his wife, I guess, today just went out and said that he had a disease. I forget what disease it was. Fuck. I should write this shit down, but I don't. You know, Robin Williams being in how many movies he's been in, you know, Aladdin, Flubber, Dead Poets Society, and quite a few other movies. The first movie ever watching for me, Aladdin, was my first movie watching of his. After that, it was Flubber. And then I watched Dead Poets Society last year. And then I watched the other movies that had his cameos in it. Like, well, not cameos, but, you know, side roles such as Night at the Museum and quite a few other movies like that. Never watched Mrs. Doubtfire. I might, you know, just for his honor. And I never watched, you know, I never watched Toys. Never really watched any of his movies that, you know, growing up. I wasn't mainly a big Robin Williams guy, I guess. But still, he died at the age of 63, I believe. You know, that's so young for, you know, so much time. You see people, you know, Stan Lee being 91, 92. I think he might be 92 now. You know, being that old and he's still alive. And Robin Williams being in the health he was just passed away because he, you know, was sadly suicidal. You know, no one should have to say anything about suicide. Suicide should not be presented in a way, but it happens to the best of us. And it, you know, Robin Williams was a great guy. You know, he was funny. You know, I mean, he was a great person in general, whether he was funny or not. You know, if you have a few bad movies, it doesn't mean you deserve to die. So, and just the fact that Robin Williams died is sad. It saddens all of us. And I hope his family, I wish his family a, you know, I wish them the best. And, you know, it's hard for families to get over death, and it sucks. It gets to the best of us, you know. But I hope they'll be fine. I hope his daughter will be fine, and the rest of his family, the rest of his kids, his, you know, his wife, and I hope they're all fine. And you know, rest in peace. Going on to the next topic, sadly, another actor died. I didn't write down his fucking name. He's from Game of Thrones. Died at the age of 86. Have no clue what he died from. Still, another death. I didn't write down his name, but that's another show I watch. And you know, 86. That's a huge lifetime, and he lost it. I wish his family and all of them the best of luck to them too. And Game of Thrones doesn't plan on replacing his character or anything like that. They plan on keeping his character out, and they're thinking about doing something to honor him. And that's a great way. That's a great way to, you know, to take care of a death like that, to honor them in a way such as. Another death, Lauren Bacall. Lauren Bacall died at the age of 89. Same thing. I hope her family gets better. I hope, I wish them the best. You know, she also lived to such a great age, you know, 3 years above the other guy from Game of Thrones. And, I wish all three families, you know, I wish them the best. I hope that they don't get pushed down from this. I hope they get up and rise. And, it's sad, but it's life, I guess. Now we're gonna go from death to you know, more other categories. Sucks. It sucks because after Robin Williams, now I'm just like fucking over here overthinking about death. Zoolander 2 is in question. Ben Stiller was bringing it up for some fucking reason the other day, I guess, and might be a question in Zoolander 2. That's about it on that. Uh, Arnold Schwarzenegger's got another movie coming out before Terminator 5 called Maggie. It's got Abigail Breslin in it. I fucking forgot what that's about. They're thinking about a Kick-Ass 3. Kick-Ass 2 was actually pretty great. Kick-Ass 1 was phenomenal. I thought it was going to suck, but it actually did good. Kick-Ass 2 was also phenomenal. I remember coming home from my girlfriend's friend's house that night, and we were going to stay the night, and she had to go home. So I came home, and I was like already halfway through the movie. I'm like, fuck, I might as well finish this movie. And I finished it, and as soon as I finished it, my girlfriend called me and said, you can come back down. Like, I just watched one of the best movies this year. You know, I didn't mean it like that, but it was a kick-ass movie. You know, literally kick-ass. Motherfucker. But, I am the motherfucker. And then, the last topic I have written down here is, Mike Epps being able to play in a biopic of, Richard Pryor. I could see that. Richard Pryor, I watched one of his stand-ups the other day for the first time in my life on Netflix. Pretty funny dude. Kind of like Eddie Murphy, just, he's, in my mind, more funnier than Eddie Murphy, which I think everyone would agree, except Eddie Murphy, and yeah, he'd even probably fucking agree. Richard Pryor, one of the, greats, died from, you know, we all know what he died from, and, you know, it's sad to see that Mike Epps might play him. I honestly don't see that at all. But I guess other people do. I mean, if you give him a wig and... I don't know. It's sad to see that they're going to try to fucking redo that. They tried to do the same thing with Freddie Mercury with... what the fuck's his name? I can't pronounce his name. The guy who played Bruno in Borat. Sacha Corin or something. I don't fucking remember his name. I don't know how to say it. That's the movie section. Oh, sorry. I've got, like, heartburn. That's the movie section for you guys. Gonna get into the gaming section, which has the most categories. Probably be about another 10 minutes. Oh, my jaw's starting to hurt. This is the most I've talked in 20 minutes by myself at all. First topic I have in this category of gaming is a bunch of games got delayed. Evolve being one of them. Evolve now comes out February 15th, 2015, I believe. Or 14th, I forget. But it's 2015 in February, I know that. Battlefield Hardline, also delayed. I think it's the same situation. I think it's February as well. Assassin's Creed Rogue just got released. Which confuses me because he didn't even release Unity yet. I'm so fucking lost with Assassin's Creed at this point. I gave up on the second game. I beat the second game. I bought Brotherhood. I played Brotherhood, and I got halfway through it. I quit. Played Revelations when I didn't even beat Brotherhood. I was so fucking confused. I quit about a quarter through that game. I skipped 3. I bought 4. I played about maybe not even a quarter of it. I'm just going to stop buying them. Because, fuck, I got no time to play Assassin's Creed and spend 40 fucking hours on it. But I guess that's it. So, I didn't mean to go into rant there. And then I'm going to end it on a category of... Because there's not really much of games coming out or games being shown. Gamescom did just happen. And they're releasing more stuff about GamesCon, and, you've got stuff like, Quantum Break still coming out, and, the new Halo games coming out, Witcher 3, Borderlands, you know, The Division, Alien Isolation, Dying Light, Destiny, Shadow of Mordor. And then, you know, you've got the Halo 1 through 4, Quantum Break, Fable Legends, Sunset Overdrive, and, you know, you've got other categories in that. So, you know, you're gonna have a bunch of shit to buy for either this at the end of this year or the beginning of next year. Now I'm doing Let's Plays currently. I have four games that are pre-ordered. Two of them are completely paid off. I just paid one off today. I am going to be doing Let's Plays through the campaigns. The first one that I'm getting is August 26th. So not even, well, I think it's like 11 days from today. Metro Redux comes out. So not even 2 weeks. Metro Redux, I played Metro last night. That's a fucking phenomenal game. I'm going to play Redux, and when I beat it, I'm thinking about getting 2033. If there's no multiplayer in Redux, I might trade it in and get the money back and, you know, do 2033. Because it's still $20 for some fucking reason. Another game I pre-ordered, the one I paid off today, was Destiny. Destiny, I played the beta, and I was like, this is fucking phenomenal. Probably one of the best multiplayers I've ever played. Probably one of the best, you know, leveling up system like that I've ever played. And it was definitely a great, great, great game. Speaking of which, go check out my Let's Plays in the Destiny beta, because that's all the playthroughs I did, practically. Another game I have pre-ordered that I haven't started paying yet is Far Cry 4, which comes out in November of this year. November 11th, if I'm correct. So you got November 11th, 2014. And then after that, the other game I've got pre-ordered is The Evil Within, which got pushed up a week because of Evolve and Battlefield Hardline. I thought it got pushed back, but it didn't, thank God, because Evil Within is one of the games I'm most fucking looking forward to, which I will be doing a Let's Play in that as well. The other game, oh wait, that's actually it. Other games I'm looking forward to getting, though, is I am going to be getting the Halo Master Chief Collection. I'm not going to be playing playthroughs through that, you know, because we all know that. Forza Horizon 2, which comes out, I think, at the end of September. And then Alien Isolation, I'm looking forward to getting, too. You know, you've got games all around. You've got Dying Light. Dying Light looks awesome. You got The Division. That looks awesome. You know, Witcher 3 looks awesome. I didn't even play Witcher 1 or 2. Fuck. So you've got a bunch of games that are coming out left and right. You know, you've got really nothing out right now for the Xbox One. Give it like 3 months. There's going to be at least 6 new games for the One that I will have. And I won't have any time to play them all, beat them, and do and upload. So that's why I'm going to skip playing, recording the Halo games, because I've never beat Halo 1, 2, 3, or 4. I've never beat any of them. The only ones I've beaten is Halo Reach and Halo 3 ODST. And I've beaten both of those by myself. Never beat the other four. I don't know why. I think it might have been because, you know, they all go together. I might have beat Halo 3 ODST and Halo Reach just because they don't really go. Like, they go together, but it's their own storyline. So, when I get the chance to be able to play all four of them, get achievements for it and stuff as well, I will do that. And I'm going to have definitely a fun fucking time. The fun thing about that is Halo 2... comes back, and Halo 2's multiplayer was the best, even though I didn't beat any of the Halo games, any of the original four. I did play the shit out of Halo 2 multiplayer, and since they shut down the servers, you know, they did release that there is going to be multiplayer for the collector's edition, and it's going to be so awesome to play Halo 2 multiplayer again. So I will do multiplayer playthroughs as well. Well, not playthroughs, but, you know, Let's Plays. I think that about does it, guys. Thank you for watching the Metal Mosh podcast. I will be back next week on Wednesday. Wednesday the 20th. And I'll see you guys later. Go subscribe to my channel, Metalhead. And I will see you guys later. Peace out, and have a great motherfucking day. And love you. Subscribe, bitch.